Hello, and welcome to the Palm Sunday edition of the Rooster Crows podcast. My name is Stephen Milton, one of the ministers here at Lawrence Park Community Church in Toronto. Today is Palm Sunday, the day that we commemorate when Jesus came into Jerusalem riding on a donkey colt to the cheers of adoring disciples and well-wishers. Each year, Christian churches make a big deal out of this. We wave palm fronds as they did 2,000 years ago, and we sing greetings to the Messiah. This year, we hear about this procession from the Gospel of Luke, which presents a slightly different take on what happened, which I think is quite beautiful. Why? Well, that's what I explore in my sermon. I hope you find it useful on your faith journey. When a child is born, new parents take a lot of pictures and videos. To them, every firstborn child feels like it is the first child who has ever been born. New parents are amazed at everything the baby does. That first smile, the first burp, the first look of surprise. It's all magic. Parents study the young child's face for inheritances. She gets that nose from your father. She gets those cheeks from your grandmother. And as the child gets older, the game switches from the past to the future. Parents start reading their children like fortune tellers read tea leaves. Oh, this child is strong. He's going to be an athlete. Or, this one has a creative streak. Maybe she'll be an artist. So many prophecies are made when children are young about what they'll be like when they get older. But childhood takes a long time, and parents usually forget about those prophecies. They get on with the business of rearing a child, who sometimes seems to be a different person every few weeks. They go through all the changes of walking and talking and learning their ABCs, making friends and losing friends. There are so many stages. And by the time they're a teenager, there's so much themselves and all their gangly, demanding adolescence that they seem quite unlike that bundle of pure potential that they were as an infant. And yet, as they settle into their 20s, the occasional grandmother or grandfather who remembers their birth may make the connection. "You always did have a temper, even as a baby," they might say, or "You were always so good-natured." Only a few remember the prophecies from those first days. And as much as grown children show very little interest in looking at their own baby pictures, there's some comfort in thinking that their character has not been entirely random, not entirely created by their encounter with the world. Perhaps we do enter life with a disposition, a character, which provides some meaning to why we act the way we do. Not a fate or a curse, but a leaning, a starting point that makes our life unique. It makes each of us a somebody, rather than a ball of dough the world has been shaping entirely. When Jesus was born, he was born in the shadow of prophecy too. We all remember that story. We remember it every Christmas. In the Gospel of Luke, shepherds are outside tending their flocks at night when suddenly an angel appears with the good news about Christ's birth. He's been born in the city of David, Bethlehem. Then there is suddenly that army of angels all around them singing out praises. Do you remember what they say? "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace, goodwill among all people." It's such a wonderful chorus. The angels celebrate God for this gift of a Messiah. Then, in the second line, they wish peace and goodwill to all people on earth. It's the first hint of what the Messiah will bring. Not war, but peace to all people. That's how the Jesus story begins in the Gospel of Luke, with a prophetic statement from on high about this baby. He will be a Messiah, and he will bring peace to the people. And the shepherds know that this arrival is itself the fulfillment of many prophecies from the Hebrew Scriptures. From prophecy comes more prophecies, this time about a baby. Now jump forward 30 years. In Luke's Gospel, we never see those shepherds again. They're probably long dead or long gone. It's hard to know. The people who heard those angels singing the prophecies about this baby are gone. But Jesus is well versed in prophecy. He knows what a Messiah should do when he comes into Jerusalem. So he tells his disciples to go into town to get the colt of a donkey, a young animal that hasn't been broken in. The prophecy of Zechariah says that a Messiah should ride on one of these into Jerusalem. So Jesus intends to make that prophecy, that promise, come true. Then something happens which is both wonderful and dangerous. Jesus gets on the colt and starts walking down the hill towards the gates of Jerusalem. There's a crowd to cheer him on, and we're told that it's a crowd of disciples, people who are already following him. They know what he's been doing, the great teachings and the miracles. They throw their coats on the ground so that not even the hooves of his colt will get dirty. But then they do something else. They start to chant as Jesus approaches. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. This is a line from Psalm 118. The praise in that psalm is for a mighty warrior who defeated all of Israel's enemies. That warrior king was greeted with a parade of people waving palms as he approaches the altar in the temple. This gives us a hint of what the people on this day in Jerusalem are expecting from Jesus, that he will bring triumph too to Israel by defeating the Romans, the enemy of the people. But then Luke says that they sang something else too. They sang out, "Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." They sang about peace. And you may find that those lines sound familiar. They're a lot like what the angels sang on the night of Jesus' birth. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace, goodwill among all people. The angels sang about glory in heaven and about peace to all people on earth. And on this Palm Sunday, Luke tells us that the people also sang about glory in heaven and about peace. But this time, as Jesus passes by, the people are chanting that there should be peace in heaven. Luke is quite deliberately placing this reminder of the angels' song into the Palm Sunday parade. On the night of Jesus' birth, angels wished for peace on earth. 30 years later, Jesus' followers wish for peace in heaven. It's as though it's a call and response song, separated by an entire lifetime. Heaven sings out peace to earth, and earth replies by singing for peace in heaven. This may remind you of something. It's like when we pass the peace in our church services. We wish each other peace, not so we can gain anything, but out of a pure sense of giving. Last week, I spoke to someone who was attending our church service for the first time. She said she was delighted and surprised by how long the passing of the peace lasts here, and that everybody gets up and walks around for a good 5 or 6 minutes. And then she pointed to the people in the gathering hall after the service. They were still chatting and sharing their lives with each other. "This place is so warm," she said. "People obviously really like each other." Wishing peace to each other is the start of having peace. But the wish for peace works best when it is not self-interested. This is a key part of Luke's message. When the angels appear before the shepherds, they do not wish peace to God or other angels. Instead, they wish peace to those most different from themselves, to human beings. That's how we know that they are from God, because they selflessly wished peace on others. And in Luke's version of the Palm Sunday parade, the people returned the favor. They didn't wish peace for themselves, but for heaven, for someone else, for beings living in a realm we hear about but can't see. That passing of the peace through their chant is an act of selflessness. Now, you may have noticed that in Luke's gospel, the people do not cry out, "Hosanna." That is in the other gospel accounts of Palm Sunday. Hosanna means save me or save us. It's self-interested. So Luke is making a point here by leaving out the hosannas. The desire for peace which the Messiah brings should not be a self-interested desire for peace. Everyone wants that. Even the Romans want there to be peace. No one wants war to plague their own houses. Asking for peace for yourself is easy, but real peace, a peace that lasts, cannot be self-interested. True peace only begins when it cares about peace for others, not just ourselves. True peace, the kind we expect messiahs to bring, involves a broadening of the human heart, where we learn to look beyond just our own self-interest and we think of others. The kind of wish for peace that would help if Russians wished Ukrainians could have peace. If the people of Israel and Gaza wished each other could have peace. That kind of compassion is what can prevent wars from beginning in the first place. A true concern for others, that no harm should come to them. That they should live in peace, just as we would want to live in peace. So in Luke's version of the Palm Sunday parade, he has the people who are oppressed and under the heel of the Romans. He has them express a wish for peace, but not for themselves, but for heaven, the source of all peace. The angels on the night of Christ's birth had wished for peace to all people on earth. And on this day, these disciples, the ones who have been Jesus' followers and students, they wish peace to the beings of heaven. What a beautiful idea. That across 30 years, angels and humans could be wishing each other peace in a cosmic passing of the peace where time and space no longer matter. That baby in that manger, look at him now, all grown up, teaching people to sing out for peace. And so many lifetimes later, we have built structures of stone dedicated to peace, our churches. And from the outside, people walking by hear music and singing from this house of stone, as though even the stones themselves are singing out. Songs of peace, for each other, for strangers, for the whole world. Sometimes you can predict the future with a baby. Let us help make that prediction a reality by bringing peace to the world. Amen. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Rooster Crows podcast. If you'd like to actually watch any of these sermons as they're being delivered in church on a Sunday morning, you can find them on our YouTube channel. Just search for Lawrence Park Community Church and you'll find our sermons as well as full services there and a whole bunch of other things besides. And now before we leave today, we're going to hear a piece of music that was performed as our postlude for Palm Sunday. It's an original piece by our music director, Dr. Daniel Rubinoff. It's called Jesus Came Riding In on a Little Donkey. And you'll hear Daniel on the piano and one of our congregants, Ali Reza, playing percussion. Peace be with you. Have a great week.